Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tonight's stories. Refusing to pay.
Stole my eggs.
Expecting.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with
Brando.
Sam.
So we have been chatting. We're starting late tonight. Yeah. We're starting about 2.5 hours later than we usually would do. We got a lot of stories for you today, and we've been chatting for like about 36 minutes. So we're ready to get into it, I think.
Yeah.
We like to face adversity. We take it as a challenge.
Yeah.
And then we make it more late by chatting.
Yes.
More.
So there's going to be a lot of stories, but every response is going to be a sentence.
It's going to be a sentence.
We each get a sentence and then we move on. We got to move on.
Just hit the like and subscribe. Just for that.
Happy St. Patty's Day, right?
Thank you. Yeah. I was like, there's something we're supposed to be talking about here. Happy St. I have green. I have green.
Me too.
Why was I the one who forgot?
I don't know.
It was on the schedule.
Did I put Wear Green on the schedule?
No, you put St. Patty's Day shoot.
St. Patty's Day shoot.
I was like, St. Patty's Day. And then I got traumatized because I didn't care about St. Patrick's Day growing up. And so I would always get pinched because I'm like, it's just Tuesday. Why is everybody pinching me? And it's St. Patty's Day. And I'm like, stop touching me.
Well, I think there's something we should acknowledge first. First of all, happy Black History Year.
Yeah, happy Black History Year.
And then second of all, happy St. Patty's Day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, it's around St. Patty's Day, but.
It was my favorite day in school because they would let us get drunk. And I was like, that's crazy. They're let us drinking in elementary school. It's wild.
How old were you?
Whatever fifth grade was.
I don't think your teacher was supposed to do that.
Yeah, I think that's.
She's like, all right, we're taking you to the bar. Come on.
She was like, don't tell your parents about this.
Yeah,
she was.
Yeah, you cooked.
I'm going to need 12 shots of apple juice, bartender. And then you like wink at him and you're like, I don't want apple juice.
Yeah.
I just wish like the pinching would get banned like this first story.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I was expecting that. Like this.
I like a good pinch though.
You can't do it now.
Okay, for our audio listeners, I need you to know the disturbing way that this man just looked his cousin up and down. Okay, these people are related.
I'm scared.
It was very much like, I'm going to get you.
I'm fearing for my life. I have green on and I'm still shuddered to my core.
Well, anyone who's watching White Lotus.
I'm not. I've never seen it.
Okay.
But I know I need to get on it, but I've never seen it.
That's a good show.
I'm watching Yellow Jackets and Below Deck right now.
And Severance.
Down Under.
Down Under. Severance Down Under?
No, you Below Deck Down Under.
Nar, nar, nar.
No, no,
nar. Nar, nar, nar. Nar, nar, nar. Nar, nar, nar. Nar, nar, nar. Am I the asshole for banning my special needs brother from my condo?
Oh.
I, 31 male, have an older brother, 40 male, who was born with special needs. His mind is almost that of a 7-year-old. Now, before I go any further, let me just say that I love my brother and I do care for him. But over time, it's gotten to the point where he gets away with a lot of mischief. It mostly comes from our mother brushing it off like it's nothing. Once it started to get more on the financial, that's when me and her had a talk and I said she cannot keep babysitting him anymore because it's starting to get out of hand. He knows that there are things that he has to do in his daily life, such as going to work and taking his medication, but he never seems to remember the important stuff. It's always the thing he doesn't need to do. For example, he stays with my mom, so when she would leave the house or when I would leave the house when I used to live there, he would rummage through all of our belongings, even my mom's tax information, and write nonsense all over the back of it. He would even go into my wallet and mess with my credit cards and steal any money because he automatically thought it was his, even though he knows he's not supposed to touch things that don't belong to him. Over the weekend, my mom got invited out with a few of her friends and their old boss and asked if I could watch him. I said yes, as I had nothing to do on my Saturday night, so she brought him over to my place. When he's there, he usually just sits and watches his TV, but when he's moving, he completely destroys my bathroom, and if I give him food, he'll leave a mess on my table without cleaning it, even though he knows he's supposed to do so when he's done. Things took a turn when he went to the bathroom, thinking nothing of it. I thought it would just be another mess I'd have to clean up, and I was completely wrong. He shat in my toilet and backed it up. I tried using a plunger and even went out to get anything that would unclog the drain, and the beast still remains in my pipes as I type this.
Oh, no.
This isn't the first time something like this has happened. When I used to live at home, I would always be at Menards or Home Depot getting stuff to unclog the toilet every month because he has this bad habit of choosing when he wants to take a crap. His record is holding it for 5 days. I'm pretty sure the employees that saw me there all think that I was the one backing up the toilets. It's gotten to the point where the pipes were so backed up because of his shit, and I mean that literally, that my mom had to spend thousands of dollars for someone to come and essentially clean it out of the drain system because it got so bad that the toilet not only did not flush, but there was water coming into the shower as well as the laundry room.
Eesh.
I'm currently waiting for a plumber to come in, which will be on my day off so they can rectify the problem. I'm technically without a toilet for 5 days, so when I get up in the morning to go to the gym, I have to skip using the toilet and just hold it until I get to the gym so I can go. As I said at the beginning, I do love my brother, but there is a limit. I told my mom that he backed up my toilet and that he's not allowed to come back to my place anytime soon, as he has shown multiple times that he has no respect for other people's property, even after always being told repeatedly. More especially since he's not paying for it. I told her if she wants me to watch him, then I'll come over to her house, but he is not to step foot in my place ever again. For context, I have a one-bedroom, one-bath condo, so having a proper toilet is necessary for me. So, am I the asshole?
Nah.
I don't think so either.
Especially coming from someone who, there was a period in the pandemic, I was clogging the toilet regularly because my diet, everything was off. It sucks to not have a toilet. If you're a single toilet, and it, especially if it wasn't you, it doesn't matter. I guess I didn't hear. How old is the brother again?
He's like 40, I think.
Yeah. Even if someone has, they have difficulties with their capabilities, they still have to be held accountable for their actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a simple thing of, this is the consequences of what you're doing. I'm not going to, like, this doesn't change how I feel about you, my love, our relationship, but this is a boundary for me. If you can't not clog my toilet every time you come, then you can't come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, like, that's a simple thing. I'm like, I don't think you're an asshole at all, especially if you're already given the option of, like, I'll go to your house, mom, but he ain't coming here.
Because
this dude's a monster. He's destroying my bathroom.
Yeah, I think that's fair because it's like at the end of the day, now OP is paying for that bill to get it fixed. And now he has to hold his own, like him. He now has to like wait just to leave somewhere else just to use the bathroom. And I think he wasn't saying that in this situation. But the fact that there are times when his brother knows how to do some things and then he conveniently forgets until he gets caught. And then he'll be like, okay, my bad. The whole thing of like, you don't take other people's things.
Right.
And then, you know, he gets called out and he's like, sorry, I thought it was mine. I thought it was my wallet.
Yeah.
But I thought the comments did a really good job and I wanted to read those. Okay. So top comment, not the asshole. Just because he has special needs doesn't mean you can't set boundaries. Stick to your guns on this one. And then some more comments. Of course, you're not the asshole, but your mom needs to consider looking for a group home. She's paying him a major disservice by allowing him to behave this way.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of the glass children population. If you don't know what that is, look it up. Overwhelmingly, glass children and their parents, after the fact, all agree that the disabled sibling should go to a group home long before the parents can't care for them anymore. That they have a better life in a group home that's safer and set up for them. Another comment says, you're not the asshole. I work as a special education teacher for 31 years with students that have intellectual disabilities. He, your brother, isn't trying to hurt anyone. He just doesn't have the cognitive reasoning to make better decisions. And if your mom has allowed this for all these years, he will most likely not change unless he has specialized therapy like adaptive behavior analysis. Mm. But I do agree that he will need to stay at your mom's if she wants your help. He needs to keep his routine and you need to save your sanity and your money. Mm-hmm. If you're in the US, I would recommend looking into him getting an aide through waived services in your state. Having someone come in will give your mom a break and that person can possibly help him with his skills. Also, you need to look into where he will live after your mom passes away. In the US, there are group homes he can apply for to live in. That's something I always try to encourage with parents of students. You've got to have a plan for what comes next, as parents will likely die before their adult children. So, yeah, just a lot of people talking about their experience with how much like that group home setting can like really benefit them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, how you might not realize it because you think you're like, I can take care of my kid all on my own. But that exposure and socialization to other kids or adults in the group home, and then also what those people that offer those services can teach them, are like really beneficial, apparently. Yeah. So might be something to look into. But you're definitely not the asshole for being like, he's not coming over here anymore until he learns to not do that.
And it does suck in your that he's in his 40s and it's like harder to change like behaviors. When I was when we were kids, me, my mom, and my sister actually lived with a family for like 10 months when things were just hard. Mm-hmm. A family at our church who he was the pastor of the children's church, but he like adopted a lot of disabled kids. So we're living with like a lot of people who are disabled. Like there were like 8 kids that had various disabilities, some mental things. And it was the parenting, because the parents were like, you have these disabilities, we're not treating you any differently, you don't get away with things because you have a disability. And you could see how the kids behaved because of that, because I think some people are like, well, I feel sorry for you, so I'm gonna like let things slide and let things go. And they're like, no, we're not doing that, you're still human beings, you have to treat people with respect, you have to do all these things. And it was just good to see that we know that you have difficulties, so we're like, we're going to help you, we're going to do these things for you, but it doesn't excuse you from still respecting other people and doing things for others, even if your life is difficult. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it is tough. And if you're like, if you get all the way to your 40s and you just kind of let kind of loose, it's hard to correct. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's OP's job to correct it either. So this is probably a good solution as any.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Am I the asshole for telling my mom not to babysit anymore when my husband changed his mind? My husband is a lawyer and I'm an engineer. We both have intense careers, but he wanted a second child. I was happy with our daughter, but he really wanted another child. We now have 2 daughters, aged 3 and 1, and I came back from maternity leave and my mom took over full-time caring for them. We both work full-time, so she takes them when we work. My mom is a nurse, but she quit to look after our kids. I insisted we should pay her the going rate for daycares in the area, which is around $1,500 a child, so we pay $3,000 for her to care for our children, cook for them, etc. She will also pick them up sometimes, as we may need to be in the office early. My husband complained a lot about how expensive it was to pay her. He makes $140K and I make $110K, so we can afford to pay her. But he thinks we're overpaying her and complained about it to her face. My mom is not very confrontational, but she got very upset. I argued with him on this for months until I decided it was better for her to go back to work and for us to use daycare. Finding a daycare was hard, and now we pay $1,800 a child for daycare, and daycare obviously will not pick your child up, nor will they cook for them. We have less time now and at a higher cost for our children to be sick a lot during the winter season. So far this year, we have been sick as an entire household 3 times. Mm. I was on a business trip and my husband was late picking up our children, which resulted in a $75 late charge, which my mom would not have charged extra for. My husband is now demanding that my mom leave her job to go back to babysitting our children, but I won't let her because he did no research into the real cost of childcare, and he kept complaining how expensive it is even when I showed him. My mom even got a part-time job, which is about $4,300 a month, as a nurse. I told my husband, if we want her doing the childcare, we need to pay her that amount. Remember, we already pay $3,600 for childcare. He wants her to go back to $3,000 and is angry and claims my mom is asking for too much for a simple job and that a grandma taking care of her grandchildren is a privilege. I told her not to quit and him that she isn't babysitting, which reduces his number of free hours and makes our lifestyle harder, so he's angry at me for demanding we pay her what I feel like she's owed. My mom would do it for free if we wanted, but I definitely don't think it's fair. She needs to save for retirement, and she has bills as well. Am I the asshole here?
Who did she marry?
Somebody who's very inconsiderate.
Yeah, because that's, at first I was like, okay, you know, maybe it's like a bad confrontation, but then you guys eventually resolve it. But it's like worse than tripling down. He not only said it in front of her, but then once he found out how it really was, doubled down on the fact that he still didn't need to pay more and was demanding her to do it. Mm-hmm. That's disrespectful. I don't like that guy at all, actually. That's No. Mm-mm. You're not. Mm-mm. Because, yeah. Because then you gotta. Dude, this is blowing my mind how disrespectful that is.
Because also, when you think about it, like, obviously, I totally get where she's coming from of like, listen, we were already getting good. We were paying her fairly, but we were obviously getting a deal once you realize you go out there and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then now it's like, you said that to her face, like Brandon said. So as a way to make it up to her for basically being like, hey, girl, get out of here. Let's pay her what she's working now. Mm-hmm. And then he's upset with that. But it's like when it comes to being able to like move your money around within your family or your community, I feel like that's something people would want to do, to be like, I know where this money's going to. I know it's benefiting somebody, instead of being like, I'm going to pay this random daycare that probably does a great job, but I don't know who the owners are. I don't know who works there, whatever, compared to my mom, who she only focuses on two kids. She cooks for them. She picks them up when we need, but it's also going towards my mom and her bills and making sure she's set up. Mm. Like, I totally agree with Brandon. What is wrong with this dude?
Cause then the other thing, why would you risk, like you were saying, she's only taking care of two kids. The reason y'all got sick three times is because the kids are in daycare.
Mm-hmm.
Germs spread like wildfires there. So like, it's like he didn't even think everything through.
We were just talking about the consequences to your actions. The
consequences to your actions.
And now look who doesn't like the consequences of his actions. He's complaining about his mother-in-law taking care of the kids. And then when he realizes that he actually had it good, now he's mad that his wife is like, well, actually, you're right. We were paying her the not right wage, but it should go up more, not go down.
Right.
I appreciate this daughter, though, for sticking up for her mom.
Right.
And being like,
I do like that.
Yeah. Standing in the gap for her mom, who just probably wants to hang out with the kids.
Yeah.
So that's ridiculous, though.
Well, it actually reminds me, I'm trying to look it up. Someone sent me a DM about this woman. She's like a family researcher.
Mm.
And she sent it to me because of our talk about like the single by choice people. And this woman's like a family researcher, like goes through research about like why families are successful and how to raise children. It's like 3 hours that. It was very interesting. I don't even know if I fully believe a lot of stuff. Like, some of the stuff she was saying was wild, but she was like, it's backed by research. But one of the things that resonated with me is that in America, we like, the way a lot of people view children is like they have to fit into our lives. It's like a thing that fits in. Like, I want to have the career, I want to have the job, and then the children fits into that. And she's like, that doesn't work. Like, that doesn't work for children. Like, children are not a thing that can fit. I want a high-powered career, like, kind of like the story. Like, I have this career. I want to do this thing, but I also want to have a child because that fits into what I want. I want a family. And, like, children don't work like that. Like, children need you when they need you. it they don't fit in a schedule. They don't fit, oh, you work 9 to 5 and then I'm like, okay, like I'm okay to fit into that time afterwards. And it's like a detriment to the children. A lot of people, we lived through that. Like, it's fine. Like, people live through that, but I'm like, it doesn't necessarily help the children to reach their best potential. Mm-hmm. And an interesting thing is, like, you do want family around, because a lot of other cultures where it's like, it's a village raising the children. It's like, we as a family are raising this child versus it relying on one or two people. Like, that's a benefit. It like helps alleviate some of the responsibility and like someone being there all the time. So even just having your mom in the house is such a benefit. Yeah. Having someone who's your family, who raised you and has a strong relationship with your kid is a benefit. For me, I'm like, if I'm working all the time, I already got to pay a lot in daycare already. If I pay that same amount of money to my mother, someone I know loves them, someone I know is going to try to take care of them and do the best for them, that's what I'm going to do, because I can't even be there, because I'm spending all my time at work and doing, I'm on trips and doing all this stuff. I hear what you're saying. I'm like, the dad is like, he's not even seeing the benefit of what he has going on.
Yeah.
Cause the mom's doing a lot. You're getting a discount, basically. How much we hear childcare is, that's mm-hmm. a discount.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to be like, I think people should think about when they're having kids is like, how am I going to take care of them? What am I going to do with them? Because that's your best resource, your child. Like, that's the best thing you're ever going to do. So you should do the most work to make sure that they're okay and that they're going to strive and be successful in their life. And I don't think OP's husband really cares about that.
Yeah,
because they're already high powered jobs, and they're just like, let's have another kid. I'm like, okay.
Also, it's like with his plan. Okay, initially, it was to pay the mom less, right? And then when old girl was like, I ain't going for it, then they put him in daycare. It's like, what was the end game out of all that?
Daycare was going to be better.
He thought daycare was going to be better.
Because he didn't do his research. And he was like, we're paying her too much when daycare is cheaper. Like, either we pay her less or they go into daycare. And I think because he approached her, approached the mom,
yeah.
The daughter especially was like, mom, go back to work.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
no.
Yeah.
And so they went to daycare, and then they realized, oh, this is $300, $600 more, mm-hmm. you know, total.
Because you could probably find cheaper daycare, but it's probably not like,
yeah.
it's not probably the safest. It probably doesn't have the best ratings or anything. So you got to pay for what you think your kids deserve. And some, if you can afford it, they can afford it. Mm-hmm. He definitely didn't do his research. If I'm like, I only got kids and I know childcare is expensive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So top comment, not the asshole, but I'm more concerned that you're in a marriage with a man that has no problem treating you and your family as if they are all his employees. And then they quote, my husband is now demanding that my mom leaves her job. And then they say, this is unacceptable. And my husband would find he's sleeping in the driveway if he ever tried to issue demands like that. And then somebody else responded and said, I concur with this statement. It's not the question you're asking. It's the person who's treating your mom this way, being your husband, that's the issue.
Yeah, that's another thing. How bold do you have to be to demand something from someone? Like
this is your fault, buddy.
Yeah.
You did this.
But like, I couldn't even imagine.
But is it that family thing?
No.
Because him even saying like, it's a privilege for a grandchildren to
speak. But it's an in-law.
But he's still saying like, families just do this. Because I think there are some families like, they're not paying the grandma anything. They're like, yep, yeah, she just watches the kids. I think that's a full-time job what she was doing.
Yeah.
But in certain situations where like, oh yeah, the grandma like takes the kids like once a week or something, I'm like, I'm still at least giving financially the money that it takes to take care of my kids at the time. Maybe I'm not giving them the salary, but I'm like, you're not paying for anything for my kids.
Yeah.
Unless you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So, but a lot of people are like, well, you're family, so I just drop them off and I don't deal with any of the responsibilities that go on during the time. And I don't think that's just because you're family doesn't mean that's how it should work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But some people do take advantage of that. But if you got a full-time grandma literally taking care of your kids every day, cooking dinner
and you fumble it. Crazy. Nah. Like, demanding something from an in-law, I couldn't see that.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I think in a perfect world, I honestly don't feel like I really want to have kids anytime soon still, but in a perfect world, like when I was in my early 20s and I didn't realize like how much freedom it is to just not have kids yet or not mm-hmm. have kids at all. Like, you know, that discussion of people that never have kids and just the amount of freedom that they have, because kids are great, but kids are such a big responsibility. Yeah. They change your life forever. And there's a lot of stuff that you have to give up for kids, because like you're saying from that podcast, you have to make your world around your kids, not right. the other way around. And I was saying, like, in a perfect world, being perfectly set up for kids, I would love where if my mom wanted to watch my kids, that we could pay her, you know, mm-hmm. like we could pay you a wage to the point where it's like, you know, you're not working where you're working. You don't need to work. You just need to watch the kids. And that's it.
Yeah.
And it was funny because she kind of called it too, but she was like, honestly, by the time you have kids, I don't think I'm gonna be able to take care of them. I said,
how dare you?
Yes, you will. You can live them. You'll be here on this earth.
Yeah.
My mom says the most bleak stuff sometimes. And it's just like, she just like says it casually. She's like, I don't even know if I'll be here by the time you have kids. I'm like, you shut your mouth.
The truth. She's like, just how years work and how ages work.
You forget how old your parents are because you grew up with them.
1,000%
forget. And so, how old, you know, I'm lucky enough to have my mom still in my life. And, you know, some people don't have that.
Yeah. I know I've thought when I was younger, I was like, oh, I'm for sure having kids. And now I'm like, genuinely, do I ever want kids? Is like that actually a thing? Because why do I want kids? Like, what is the reason?
I think I would like to have kids, but I also don't know if I'm attached to them. But I don't know if that'll change when I get older. Like, I think I could see myself now being like, yeah, I'll probably have kids in my mid to late 30s. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to get tied up in that whole thought process of being scared of when they're like, well, those fallopian tubes are going to dry up, girly. I'm like, I hope not. But I know women have kids in their late 30s all the time, and I only need to have one or two of them. So
even though I've heard, well, not, it's not like I've researched it, just seen some doctors on some podcasts talk about, they're greatly over exaggerating how easy it is in the late 30s. Like,
it's, oh yeah, not, it's more of a challenge.
Yeah, it's more of a challenge than people say.
But the fact that they make it seem like it's impossible.
Yeah, it's not impossible for sure.
Okay, am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend to wear something a little more conservative when meeting my parents for the first time?
I don't think so. I think as a first impression, I know what my parents are like. And I'm not saying you need to change, baby. Baby, you don't need to change. I just want us to put our best foot forward with my parents.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Am I the asshole for telling my girlfriend to wear something a little more conservative when meeting my parents for the first time? My 21 male girlfriend, 23 female, and I have been together for a few months, and she likes to sometimes wear crop tops without a bra, short shorts, skirts, etc. When the weather begins to become warmer, which I have no issue with, and have never said anything about. Anyway, she's meeting my parents for the first time tomorrow, and while she was picking out her outfit, she chose a blue crop top that shows some cleavage without a bra, some black short shorts, ankle socks, and some blue trainers. I politely told her that I would prefer if she wore something a little more conservative, but never told her that she couldn't wear the outfit that she picked out, just that I would prefer if she didn't. She became upset and started saying that it doesn't matter because the clothes weren't showing loads and were still decent. I told her I would prefer if she wore a jumper or something over the crop top and opted for trousers/jogging bottoms, etc. instead. Just for some context, my parents aren't strict nor religious in a sense that would condemn the clothes that she picked out, but I believe that for a first impression, she should wear something respectful. Am I the asshole? I actually agree with you guys, but I think the wording is horrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little more conservative, something respectful. People in the comments are talking about it the same way as, like, if you were to say that to me, that would make me have the impression that the clothes that I'm wearing now are not respectful and are inappropriate when it's just clothing. Because people in the comments were saying, top comment, the phrases you're looking for, OP, was perhaps something less casual, which doesn't criticize her entire wardrobe or implies she looks slutty in her regular outfits. Mm. You could lead off with, introducing you to my parents feels a pretty special occasion for me. Mm. So basically being like, hey, this is kind of important. Could you wear something less casual? I think that changes the whole dynamic of the conversation. Yeah. And I don't think she would have got offensive.
Yeah. So it's like less casual and more formal.
Yeah. It's like, I understand your tone, but the words he used were kind of triggering. And I feel like I could understand her being upset about that.
That's actually smart.
Yeah, because you're also implying what you really mean. You're not using the improper words that unintentionally imply other things, but you didn't mean for it to be like that.
Well, that's hard to do, too.
Yeah.
I mean, at the age of 21, I feel like that's hard to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I really like top comment, though.
Yeah.
It's like Reddit actually giving... good advice.
Sound advice.
for the most part they do, but it is very radical sometimes, a lot of times. Yeah,
but I'm like, that's just actually really good.
Yeah,
because I feel like if I was in this situation, I wouldn't even say anything. But, and this is especially if I was 21, I'm like, I'm colored, I have an image of her now. I'm like, this is what you would wear to visit my parents?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even telling you, but I'm like, now there's something in our relationship in my head where I'm like,
as a
21 year old, I'm like, okay, she's wearing it. I don't even think I'm about to tell her this. Now I'm like, that's how I would approach it when I was 21. And we'd probably break up after.
Yeah.
Anyway. So him even speaking up, good on you. Definitely use different language for sure.
Mm-hmm. Am I the asshole for changing the password to my rewards program after my friend stole my egg coupon? It doesn't make sense now, but when you read the story and then you read it back, you're like, oh, that makes so much sense. Yeah. It just needs a little context.
Okay.
This may seem a little silly, but I've been hearing a lot about this, so I decided to take it to Reddit. I, 22 female, like most people, have a rewards program for the grocery store I go to. My friend, 22 female, we will call her Kay, will also go to this store. We used to be roommates, but after some issues, she never had her half of the rent, we decided to live separate. Kay asked if she could have the login information for my account when she goes shopping to get the items on sale. I said I did not mind as long as she did not use my specialty coupons. These are coupons that are based on things I buy that can get pretty pricey, especially with today's prices. Things like Lactaid, lactose-free milk, paper plates, etc. She said okay, but recently when I had gone to the store, my coupons would be redeemed. I also asked her not to use my coupons and she would say things like, oops, I didn't notice, or flat out say she didn't do it. They send receipts and dates when it was redeemed. She is also the only person besides me who has the pin to my account. I was trying to let it go when the other day she redeemed my coupon for $4 off a dozen eggs. Eggs are currently over $6 where I live.
Yep.
I asked her about it once again and she said she was not paying attention. She will also cash in my points to get a total number off of her purchase. For example, 5,000 points for $5 off.
That's a crime.
She does not buy many things at a time, so she's not contributing points to my account either, if you're wondering. I decided to just change my PIN so she can't use my stuff anymore, and she sent me a long message blowing up at me saying she did not have enough money because she could not cash in my points. She said she had to put things back, and it was very embarrassing. I reminded her that I asked her not to use my points and she could always make her own account, and she called me a bad friend. Am I the asshole? P.S. If you have a coupon available to use, it will ask you after scanning the item if you want to use it or not.
No.
Nope.
You're stealing from me.
Yeah.
You're literally stealing from me.
That's my money.
And the egg coupon was the last straw. You got $2 eggs in this economy?
$2 eggs. I would kill for $2 eggs.
You know what? And then you got to, you're not even contributing.
Yeah.
And you could have just made your own account.
I would have never shared the beginning.
Yeah.
But that's me.
Yeah. When people use my, because my family has like a code, like my mom has one and then we all know it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Brandon uses it when we go to the store, but he'll just be like we'll be at the checkout thing and he'll like motion. He'll be like, can you do that thing? And I'm like, oh yeah. But I don't tell him the code. I mean, he can literally read it, but.
Yeah.
But.
I'll be looking away.
That's respectful. That's respectful. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But
well, there was one time though, you like almost crashed. They're like, Brandon, I could have gave you the code. And I was like,
oh yeah, because I feel like we were buying something similar. So I got money off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, do you not have a code? And he was like, no. And I was like, that's when I said that. And that was a good interpretation. That was a good impression of me because that was probably true. I get upset at little things like that.
Code?
I was passionate about saving money and I could have done that because the code's free. Like it's literally a sign up and you get rewards. Yeah. But yeah, no, you're definitely not the asshole. I would be frustrated. I probably would have changed the code earlier, but I get that your last straw was having to pay $6 for eggs. Especially because like you're saying, and OP said, she's not spending enough money to add back to the points.
Mm-hmm.
And then the audacity to text me and say, hey girl, so you changed the pin? Yeah, I changed the pin to my thing. Well, maybe don't do that because now I don't have enough money to get the groceries I need because I was going to use so the points.
You were depending on this.
I told you not to use the points. I'm sorry you had to put stuff back. Yeah. Why are you relying on my points?
That you're not supposed to be using. Yeah.
That you said you weren't going to use.
And then getting... You admit to it and then you get mad at it. Like,
you're the bad friend.
How are you not the bad guy? Duh.
I remember I have this issue. It was only in my head because my mom never said anything. We both had the same. I was using her movie program thing for AMC.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really went to AMC, but when I would go, and they're like, want to use the $5 on it? And I'm like, they just put it on. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I'm so sorry, mom. She's like, huh? She didn't even know because she was going to movies a lot. And I was like, I feel like I shouldn't benefit from this at all.
I'm not worthy.
Yeah. But she was like, oh, it's fine. But I felt so guilty. So to be like doing this as a thing over and over again, mm-hmm. relying on these points, I'm like, you're evil.
Your mom is probably like, I'm assuming your mom is probably just like, as long as it's getting used type thing, or no, or it was a mistake. And she's like, it's fine.
I don't know. I feel like there was something behind it. I'll never know.
Oh, I was going to say, because my mom, we would just try and go to the same store so we can get all the points as possible, because mm-hmm. you don't necessarily get points back at the store. But if you go to a certain gas station, that's when they make your gas cheaper.
Kinda, yeah.
And so I remember there would be times where I'd be like, do I use the full amount or only partially use it? And then I'd be like, I'm using the full amount today. But she would never care. But then there would be times where as everybody got older and, you know, it was just being less and less people in the house.
Yeah.
She would be like, are you getting gas before the end of the month? And I was like, I don't know why. And she'd be like, well, I need somebody to use the points that we have. Because at that point she was saying somebody needs to use the points that we have saved up or else they're gone. They're depleted.
Please.
You need to get $5 off your gas. And then I'd use it. Sometimes I forget. And I'd be like, because
I do like using points. I do like getting points on my thing though, like Qdoba. Every time me and my coworkers would go, I'm like, I'll scan it on mine. I'll take those points on mine.
Put it on mine.
Yeah, put that on mine because they never have one. I'm like, I do have one.
That's kind of how I felt with Marcus Theaters. Is sometimes when we would go to the movies friends, I'd be like, I got the tickets.
I got the popcorn.
I got the tickets, guys.
And I'll put that on that too.
Easily. Four people going to get tickets. Everybody reimburses me. I get a little $5 ticket. And especially when they were actually $5 movies, not $6.20 in Nebraska.
$6.70 now.
Oh my God. I plan on going to see a movie tomorrow. Are you kidding me?
I'm embarrassed by this. I bought a ticket for a movie last Tuesday.
On accident?
On purpose. I bought it on Monday, not knowing that there was going to be a huge blizzard on Tuesday. And I tried to go in the app and I was like, I tried to cancel it. I was like, if I get it, I'm going to cancel it. The app was like, error. I can't cancel it. I'm like, okay. So I got in my car and I went to the movie theater. I got to the movie theater.
And it was closed.
It was closed. I shook the door. Because the lights were on. But it was just like, I mean,
it's $5, but you got to.
100%. I was like, I can't believe I drove out here because it was a blizzard.
It was bad.
It was blowing. It literally took me like 25 minutes to get to the theater. And I'm like,
like, I should have known.
Why did I come here for $6?
You didn't stop trying to open it as you're like saying this.
I was so mad at myself. I was like, it's so ridiculous. I was out for an hour for nothing.
Just to turn around and go back home.
And then I was like, I don't know why I had no gas. I was like, well, at least I'll get gas on the way back. I go into a gas station. They're locked. They're like, they're out of order. And there was like a guy in the thing. He's like, and I'm like,
I don't know.
So I wasted so much gas for nothing.
Okay. So am I the asshole for not caring about my roommate's illness and expecting her to be more tidy?
Illness.
Feels like cancer and going through chemo, just very tired. And they're like, can you clean, pick up your clothes? I think you're a jerk.
Yeah. There's no.
OP, I think you're a jerk.
Am I the
brand new luxury apartments? If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Asshole for not caring about my roommate's illness and expecting her to be more tidy. I have lived with my roommate for over 8 months now. Her low-key helicopter mother told me beforehand that because of her illness, bladder and digestive problems, she let her be a little spoiled and would just clean up after her and ask for me to be patient with her lack of cleanliness and to wake her up every day.
Mm.
Now that I think about it, I don't know why I agreed, but I was just like, kind of weird thing to ask me, but sure, I guess. But I didn't think it was going to be an issue until I actually saw it. She wouldn't do the dishes, clean up after herself, flush the toilet, or basically any shred of housework until I specifically reminded her, and it gets a little tiring after months of doing that. She also had a weird habit of throwing food down the sink, and it would start smelling really bad if I would wait to tell her to clean it up. She would also have terrible table manners and would leave food directly on the couch and stain it, then leave it as it is, which was pretty darn difficult to get off since the couch was made of fabric. But whenever I would point it out, at first she would stop, but the next day, I would find her doing the same thing. Now, my own parents were aware of all of that, and at first, they were also pissed. But lately, they've been telling me that my roommate was just very ill, and I should be patient. But honestly, I don't care. I don't think being ill justifies her making a mess around and me having to be patient, waking her up every day, and still cleaning up after her. By the way, for context, we're both uni students, but she barely attends any classes. So I'm not going to lie, after coming back from my classes to a mess and weird odors, it's not the best feeling out there, but I might be overreacting. Am I the asshole?
What's the illness?
It is bladder and digestive problems.
Yeah, what does that have to do with your memory? Because if I remind you, then you'll do it.
What does it have to do with you leaving food on the couch?
Yeah.
Not doing dishes.
Because I got to go pee.
What does that have to do with you not flushing?
You should be flushing more if you got bladder and digestive.
That don't affect your senses?
Also, do you not have a phone to wake you up in the morning?
I'll buy you an alarm clock if you need, I don't know what to tell you. And the mom's like, yeah, I'm going to pass this responsibility to you.
That's why the mom was so happy.
What's up with these parents,
I'm free.
She's off to college.
The shackles are off.
So at 9:30, you actually have to go in your go in her room and gently push her awake. And then you give her a little kiss on the cheek.
Not too hard.
Not too hard. And then you like open one eyelid. You whisper in the eyelid. Hazel.
Yeah, because if it's not an eyelid, I will wake up angry.
Because she just needs a little air in the eye to wake her up.
Yeah, just
and then you open the next one. You say, I love you, Hazel. And then you give her a little kiss on the nose. And then she should be awake. And if she's not, you repeat the whole process over again.
And then if she doesn't wake up, then you go down to those little tootsies and you rub each one individually.
This little piggy needs to wake up. This little piggy needs to clip her nail. Like, this little piggy is a little fungi. This little piggy. And then when she hears fungi, she's going to freak out. And that's when she'll wake up.
Fungi.
I'm clean.
But yeah, no, this doesn't. I feel like there are things where you guys were even mentioning there are some things that could warrant maybe her not being as cleanly with some illnesses or her taking a little bit longer to get to it if she's not feeling very well. But this doesn't really seem like that at all. Something like flushing when you have digestive or bladder issues, you can literally do as you're leaving the toilet. I don't know. I don't understand how that has to do with literally not picking up after yourself and not doing the dishes. I think she's
throwing food down the drain.
I think she was just being coddled. Her mom even kind of said that, but she didn't give you the full extent.
I'm telling you, the mom is the villain here. She knew exactly what she was dealing with when she sent her off. And was like that whole speech. It wasn't a, hey, it would be nice if you could. This is my replacement.
Right.
That was to absolve her guilt of doing it. She's like, well, I told her. I did warn her.
I told her I babied her.
You didn't tell her anything. You're a liar.
Yeah. So top comment, not the asshole. When does the lease end? Find a new roommate. It isn't reasonable for your roommate and her mother to expect you to be a nurse / maid. If roommate can't care for herself, she should probably move back in with her mother. Though it sounds like her mother is trying to pawn her off on you. Either way, it's fucking weird and not your problem. Also, editing the ad that being ill sucks, but it's still ultimately her responsibility to work something out with whoever she's living with, not your responsibility to just do it. I can't tell if she's weaponizing her illness or if she genuinely needs help, but she should be working with you to determine the fairest way to distribute chores.
Yeah.
And then somebody else said, I thought OP was going to say that laundry piled up or the roomie didn't vacuum, but this is super weird and super fucking gross. Let roomie fail as an adult, but somewhere else.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing I could say probably is, it's not your responsibility, but for the time being, maybe just try to get her on habits. But I mean, I don't think it would really work just because of the type of person she seems like. But at least try, because it seems like the mom just coddled her for all that time. Didn't necessarily give her like anything like, okay, or like a set schedule or something. Just like,
but at the same time, you said this in the beginning, that's not her responsibility to do, you know?
I don't care.
And I think something like that, where you might not think it's the big deal, still her having to put the mind energy and the mental energy to be like, I'm gonna create a schedule for you and I'm gonna remind you every single day, I'm gonna follow you around the house and be like, can you pick that up, can you put that away, can you flush? That still takes so much for roomie to do and for OP to do. And I still think it's not her place, you mentioned that, but also I think it's still gonna be way too much like mental power to even just ask her to do that.
Yeah, I think that's just the me not wanting to give up on people, especially when it's a space that we're sharing. Like, no matter when the lease breaks, like, at least something to try and, like, say, I try to make the situation better.
I'm still counting down the days.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to. I think it's a good lesson for us to learn in the future, though, is, like, if someone tells you stuff, like, if someone comes to you, like, hey, can you think you do this? Ask a couple questions and like, hey, what does this entail? And then say yes or no if you can do that.
Yeah, because then you'll get surprised you're not expecting.
Because not even the cleaning part, if someone said, hey, you just have to wake up your roommate every day, I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to do that.
Because even thinking about that, like, even if I was in my early 20s and I would commit to things that I didn't want to do or I didn't think I was actually going to do, I still do that to a certain extent now, but I'm a lot better about it.
You do it to yourself this time.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I feel like even that at that point, I'd be like, that's really weird for you to ask me to wake her up.
There's no way I'm waking someone every day.
But I guess maybe this fits in with the, she does have an illness. I don't know how much that can stop her from doing certain things or hinders her from doing certain things. So maybe that's where I'm like, yes, let me be able to help you.
I don't want to wake myself up every day. I got to do a whole other human being.
I'm not saying I do it.
I'm not the one for you. I hope you find that person.
I'm going to put in a request for a roommate.
Respectfully, so. I'm not doing that. I feel like that's, I wouldn't say respectfully I'm not doing that, but I'd be like, they're grown. I don't know.
And if I am doing that, I'm going to need the mom to deposit a check into my account like this next story.
Yeah. That's a transition.
Because you're paying me for this.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So am I the asshole for depositing a check in my name into my bank account instead of my mom's account?
Into my bank.
That's illegal, right?
I, 19 male, recently got a settlement check from a car accident that me and my mom, 40 female, were in a year or so ago. I was uninjured, but my mom sustained some minor injury that gave her back pain, but that's unrelated to the story. The real issue started when the insurance company settled and recently sent us our settlement checks, one in my name for $10,000 and one in her name for $24,000. We received those checks recently, and everything was fine until I was talking about putting the check into my account, seeing as it's legally my money. So when we went to the bank and cashed the checks, I told them to put the money in my savings account. Since then, my mom and my stepdad have been extremely upset with me as they told me to deposit it into their account instead. For some context, I've been living with my dad because my mom kicked me out for unrelated reasons, and after 5 months of being away, my mom and stepdad let me back into their home with them and my sister. But it's barely been 5 days and they're already threatening to kick me out again because I didn't deposit the check into their account despite it being in my name. I've tried talking to them, but my mom's been giving me very short answers with no reasoning as to why I should deposit the money into her account and has given me the silent treatment since a recent talk. My stepdad has taken a much different approach and has done everything from begging me, guilt tripping me, and even just insulting me, saying I'm immoral, stealing, not being fair, etc. All in an attempt to make me give them the money because he claims I don't deserve it for not paying the insurance. My mom's reasoning is mostly about saying how I'd blow through it because I'm not good with money, which I will admit is somewhat true. But I can make the distinction that is different than a few hundred bucks, and I'm almost scared to spend this money on anything not useful or necessary. And if I do spend it, I'd make a plan and have a really good reason for what I'd spend it on and not spend it on junk. My most likely plan is to get a half-decent used car, I don't have one at the moment, and an emergency fund. Now I'm afraid I'm going to be kicked out again, not even a week after I'm back. And even worse, they're going to go through with them throwing all my stuff out on the curb as I have no real place to fit all at my dad's. He lives in a much smaller place than my mom. I'm stuck and I don't have many options. They refuse to hear my reasoning and are threatening on throwing me and my stuff out because of this. My dad doesn't have the space for me and I can't move out because I can't pay the rent prices in the city. I don't want to give them the money because considering some of the things my stepdad has said, I'll never see it again once I do. And I believe this money will allow me to make the next step in my life and make some real changes. Am I the asshole? And then there's edits. I will say, in the beginning, when I first read this, I was thinking, and I know this is going to be crazy, but if he's not injured, maybe it should go to his mom, who was technically injured. Mm-hmm. But reading through it, especially reading their reasonings of why they want it, I feel like she did get $24,000. She doesn't need another $10,000. If that's something that they found that he is owed, then I think he should keep it, especially because it's not like, and I don't even think this is a right way of thinking, but it's not like the mom needs it for a medical procedure or anything like that. Mm-hmm. That's not what it is for. It's for him. And so I feel like he should be able to keep it. I think he's in a rock and a hard place right now because his parents are threatening to kick him out if they don't give him
right
money that they don't need and it's not theirs. And again, I'm sure you guys are probably going to be upset that I'm saying don't need, because I do think at the end of the day, it's his money. He should have it. Because he probably, even if there's no injuries, he probably did inflict some type of trauma, because that's kind of just what happens in general with a car crash. Even if you don't realize it, you might inflict some type of trauma. So even if he wanted to use it for like therapy or like he's saying an emergency fund in a used car, I think he should be able to have it. If whatever company deemed that that's money that he's owed, he should have it. It sucks that his parents are trying to take it from him. And now they're threatening his place that he's living. They're threatening his home.
Yeah. I will say good on him for at least trying to be reasonable, talk through it. Because I know me at 19, if that were happening to me, I probably would have been a little more volatile with it. Like, really? Like, it's my 10K. Like, it wasn't my name. And then he's like, well, like, the stepdad begging, I would have been like, oh, perfect opportunity to, like, try to make him feel bad about begging. But at least he kept his composure with that. My thing is, what's your plan? Okay, you're keeping the money, but what's your plan? Because you know what they're going to do. So what are you planning to do, I guess? It sucks to have to think about appeasement to your parents. But if there's no real... Are you going to be homeless with 10K? Because then you will probably have to blow through it. But at the same time... It's your 10K. You know, you deserve it. You were part of that accident too.
You were part of it.
You contributed. No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I don't think he is the a-hole for holding it. But my thing is, like, you have to weigh your options out here.
Yeah, I think it sucks because I think his parents are the asshole for threatening their son with a place to live.
Right.
For money that they want. It's not their money. It's not in their name. So I think that's where it's frustrating, is he's just like, he's asking this question when it's like, honestly, I don't think you even need to be on this forum at all. I'm sorry that the people around you, your family, are making you feel bad. Like, you're the asshole for doing that. I don't think you are. It sucks that you're in this situation. Kind of like what Brandon's saying of like, well, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
He does have a plan for the money, but he doesn't necessarily have a plan
for himself,
for all of his stuff that's going to be gone, because his dad lives in a smaller place. So I don't know.
But to like Brandon's point, I'm like, it does suck you're in the situation, but now there's just something's going to have to happen. You're choosing to keep the money. You're probably going to lose some of your stuff because... Yeah. Move back to your dad, you're going to have to lose some of your stuff. That sucks. You don't deserve it. But I think that's the only real answer. It's either lose some of your stuff or give the $10,000 back.
I think I would have to either move out on my own, or I would have to move with my dad and like sell some stuff or put it in storage unit. You could do that.
Storage unit is a good idea.
Because I don't think I would feel safe to live with my parents anymore, because how many times they've threatened the place I live. This is the second time they're threatening to kick him out. They actually did it last time. Now they're trying to move all of his stuff. So it's like, now I don't even feel secure in my place that I call home.
Right.
That I'm going to get thrown out of my ass for nothing. And that's not fair. Like, renters have more rights than that.
Right.
Like, so.
You get a notice.
Yeah. Because I'm like, exactly. Even if you gave this $10,000 back, it doesn't mean in the future they're like, you do another thing they don't like and they hold it over your head again. If you don't do what we say, then we'll kick you out. Like, this could just be a threat going forward.
Because I feel like that's been proven because of the fact that it's happened before when the 10K wasn't even in question. He literally got kicked out before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you giving them the 10K does not mean in any way that you would be staying, and you just lost your $10,000.
What are the parents doing? What do they need this money for? Because the desperation, begging, and all this stuff, the threats.
Yeah, that's what's getting me.
The parents are on something.
I think it's the... Never mind, I won't say that.
Could be in debt. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if they're not giving me a legitimate reason, because I know the money's mine, because insurance makes it their job to not give you money. So the fact that I got 10K and you got 24, that's their whole thing is to not give you money.
Yeah.
So I didn't get this money for no reason. They fought tooth and nail and this money got to me somehow. So I'm like, this is my money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving it to you. If it was meant to go to you, it'd be in your name.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's the money thing is simple to me. I'm like, insurance gave me money. I know that money's owed to me. I'm probably owed more money, but this is what I got. So I'm rocking with that.
Yeah.
I think the storage unit, though, that's almost like a perfect idea.
Yeah, storage unit is a good idea.
Storage unit and then go back to your... Did it said why he left his dad to go back?
Because they just took him back. I think he wants to be with his mom and stepdad and his sister.
Mom sucks.
Yeah. Man. I think maybe that's just where his primary residence was for a while, and then he got kicked out, and he's like, I guess I'm living with my dad. And then they're like, you can come back. And so he was like, well, I want to come back. Like, this is what I think is home.
Dad farts all the time. He just farts constantly. It smells so bad.
He's just humming. Do-do-do-do-do-do. He's just saying, here, chosen one, here.
He's like, every Thursday, he's like, Severance Day. And
I'm sorry, y'all. I am in such a bad severance hole. Like, that's all my joke's going to be for like the next
he's
3 weeks. Okay, so edit. For those who keep saying to move out and find my own place, I can't. I live in an expensive state and city, and finding a place for cheap in this area that's close enough to my work, while also not having a car at the moment, I'm working on getting my license still, is just not an option, unfortunately. It's possible I can get a storage unit, but getting my stuff to that unit would be difficult, especially considering the closest one is on the opposite side of town. Top comment, and then there's a few responses to that. Not the asshole. That check was your part of the settlement, not theirs. They got their portion separately. You are absolutely correct to deposit your check into your account. Your plan to get a car is a good one because that will help in the long run with meeting other goals, such as getting to and from a school or training program and having access to better jobs. Don't let them beat you down. You've got a good head on your shoulders, but do take a moment and sort out how you can make your situation better. I understand family is important. I also remind you that at the end of the day, the person in the mirror is pretty important too. Please also keep in mind that the hostile living conditions are just as bad for your health as hostile working conditions. There are other options than trying to afford city rent on your own. Consider sharing an apartment with a roommate, for instance, or renting a room in someone's house. Space issues can be resolved with a storage unit. You can find reasonable rates on sparefoot.com. Another thing to consider is making the decision. Once you buy the car, the money won't be there for them to keep fighting over it. And then somebody else responds, 10K minus the cost of a storage unit or even an apartment until OP's income is more stable is still going to be beneficial to OP than giving into their demands and signing the 10K over to them.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
And at the very least, it sets him up for his independence. And he doesn't have to worry about his mom and stepdad snatching his housing away on a whim while he finds stable employment or completes his education/job.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Am I the asshole for telling my dad the horse is dead when he asked me if we could have a relationship? My mom and dad married young and had 6 ladder step kids. The longest gap in ages between us is 27 months. My dad found a job that paid well, but he would be home for 2 weeks every 3 months or so. When he was home, he'd show some interest in us, but most times he'd be sleeping or watching TV. One night, when he was gone for work and we were with our aunt since my mom had to work, the whole neighborhood broke into our house and completely destroyed and stole everything.
The whole neighborhood?
Terrifying, dude. That's so scary.
When my mom took the cops to our neighbor's house, she pointed out every house that helped and said what they took because she wouldn't be the only one in trouble.
Every house?
After that, we went to our aunt's and my mom called my dad, told him what happened and asked him repeatedly to come home. He chose to stay at work. After that night, we didn't see him for about 1.5 years.
Oh my God, he's scared.
He caused it. He planned it. There's only one reason.
When he did show up, it would be in sporadic intervals from 10 months to 2 years apart, and only for a few minutes at a time, but always when my mom wasn't around. When I turned 14, he started coming around more often and started spending an hour or two with us every couple of months. He took special interest in us living with him and would make a point to say it every time he saw us. At 15, I moved in and everything went downhill fast. He started mentally and verbally attacking my looks and my body. He'd talk about women often and how they should always submit no matter what. He would give me something only to take it back. He gave me an allowance but would be mad if I spent it. He got upset with me for not talking to him enough but would give one-word responses when I tried to start a conversation. Then there was a situation where I found some pretty damning evidence of his mistreatment of my mom on his computer. I was a busy kid with little to no free time. I was in sports, after school clubs, student council, theater, and prom/homecoming committee. When homecoming came around, I asked if I could go. He agreed and was reminded almost every week of when it was. The night of homecoming, when my date arrived to pick me up, he pulls me to the side and says I can't go because I had to help him pack and move out of our house. Completely blindsided, because what? We did not discuss moving out, and why would you wait until homecoming night to say something? We went back and forth for a little while, and I offered to come straight home afterwards instead of spending the night with my friends like I intended. He was annoyed, but agreed. The dance was at 9. I got home at 9:45. I was helping pack along with some cousins he invited over, but I guess I wasn't going fast enough. He started yelling and he ended up laying hands on me. I left immediately and called my aunt, who came to get me. He started flooding my phones with texts and calls saying how ungrateful I am, how I cost him so much money, how bad of a person I am, etc. I didn't respond to any of it. After about 2 months, I started reaching out to ask him about my clothes and belongings, asking if we could talk, etc. He never responded and blocked my number. I went to his house a few months after that, but when he opened the door and saw it was me, he slammed the door in my face and started cussing at me through the door until I left. It has been almost 12 years since then. On to a few weeks ago. I got a text from a random number calling me by my name. Me, who is this? Him, it's your dad. Me, what do you want? Him, I want to see about me being your dad and you being my daughter. A wave of confusion, disbelief, and finally rage washes over me all at once, and I respond, that horse is dead. He waited a few minutes and replied, it's not dead, just on life support. But with some work, it can get better. I blocked him and I called my mom. She said, that's still your dad. You need to let that hurt go and talk to him. Her response is what has me second guessing the way I handled the situation and has me thinking that maybe I was a little too harsh. Maybe trying to explore a relationship with him is something I should do. However, if this were a random person doing these things, it would be cut and dry to never speak to them again. So why should I give him another chance just because we're related? Why should I do the work on his terms when he wasn't willing to meet me or speak to me on mine? Why do I feel like the bad guy for making a stance for my own mental well-being? Why is it okay for him to mistreat everyone, and only when he's ready is when it will be resolved? Should I listen to my mom instead and just talk to him anyway? Am I the asshole?
No, you're not the asshole.
No, you're not the asshole.
Yeah, protect your peace.
And also, when you're asking your mom about this, ask her why the entire neighborhood broke into the house, because I can't.
That threw me for a
loop.
That's
one of the most terrifying things I've ever heard.
And it's the fact that they said multiple houses. Because yes, I was like, okay, maybe it's just an expression. We're just blowing out of proportion. And then they said multiple houses. I said, no, so it was the whole neighborhood. That's crazy.
That's but that has nothing to do with it, but that's still the fuck.
I was going to say, you know, usually, because, you know, people can redeem themselves, but the way even he started that, you've done too much to just say, can I be your dad again? You've done way too much.
Right.
You need to come in with a sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I think come in with a sorry, a list of what you've done to become a better person, and then maybe let them consider it.
Yeah.
But just to be like, I want to be your dad again. And the horse is on life support, but it could still get better. No, That's not enough.
Because it shows you haven't changed, because you're still, like OP's saying, like, you are doing it on your own terms. So it's like, it feels good for me now.
Yeah.
So now let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're not, I think you're right. You need to acknowledge what you did. Why are we even here, Dad? Why haven't we talked in 12 years?
Yeah.
How about we talk about that? And then maybe we can consider something going forward.
Because the last thing that she got was the slamming the door, cussing the face. But really, really, if you think about it, the last thing she probably hurt her the most was the
physical.
The physical violence. So it's like, you have to atone for all that. Like, I don't think he's understanding that that's the last few things.
Right.
And you can be bad at talking or whatever, but no, like, that's the last few things, few moments you've had with your daughter. You can do better. And you would do better if you knew better, but you didn't do any work. Yeah. We can tell.
Also, if you were like genuine about it, yes, you would respect their wishes of like, hey, I did change, but that by no means means that if I still am only in your life if you want me to be in your life. I did change. I'm a different person. Mm-hmm. I completely regret what I did. But that's only if you want me to be in your life. You said, no, I understand that. I respect that. But I think it's frustrating when like the mom potentially has really good intentions. OP can make a choice for themselves right now in this moment and be like, hey, I don't need to ever have a relationship with you. Like at this point, because of when I grew up, you weren't there for me. I, you know, found support from other people, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to have you in my life. You're not, you know, a good person to look up to. You don't deserve my time. You verbally abuse me. You physically abuse me. I tried to reach out with you. I tried to have a relationship with you mm-hmm. 12 years ago. And now you want me to reach out. I feel like it's very unfair for the mom to be like, we'll give him a chance. No, that's not how that works. And again, it's because also OP has no interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if OP can tell, you know, I don't think there's change. If dad, let's say, really has changed, he should be patient enough to be like, I don't care if it takes 12 years for us to potentially have a relationship to show you that I've grown. If there's ever a point where you think you want to talk to me again, you think you want to have a relationship with me again, I will be here.
Yeah.
I will try and reach out to you again if that's something you're okay with. If not, just know that here's my number. I'm here. I've changed. And it can be on your time mm-hmm. because I don't want you to think it's on my time. I'm sorry that it took me so long, you know, kind of your whole life to be there for you. And that should be that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, OP, that now you're being conflicted by your other parent making you confused.
Yeah.
I think it's okay that you never want to speak to them again or whatever you want to do.
Yeah. At least me personally, I'm a big fan of keeping people where they're at. So, because that helps you protect your peace. You know how volatile he was. Leave it there. I don't need to interact with you. Love you. From a distance. Far distance.
Seriously, yeah.
But that's about it. That's all I can give you. Hope you're the best. But you don't have to interact. You don't have to do any of that.
But I don't think I'm not giving love. I don't love you.
Oh, yeah, no.
Well, yeah. It's easier to... Yeah. Well, that's just me.
Yeah.
I can send love to people I don't necessarily gel with. But it's like, it's not like a... Like, sending love is not me being nice or anything. Like, it's not even being cordial. Sending love is just, I don't have to think about you negatively. I don't have to think about you at all. That could be love, just not even thinking about the person.
But also, OP, Brain is coming from his personality, his life.
Yeah.
His, you don't have to do that, yeah, you know?
It's like a, I love you enough never to speak to you again.
Yeah, because I think at that point I'm like sending like the Bible's like honor your parents. That's I'm like I'm giving you like that level of respect. I do not love for me love is such a it's such like an active thing, and I'm like I can't say that I love you because I don't love you.
Yeah,
because you brought me to this earth doesn't mean I love you, but.
because you brought me to dessert, but if you brought me dessert, I might love you. You said it so fast, it sounded like dessert.
Oh.
But if you brought me to dessert, but if you brought me dessert.
Well, if he did bring me Godfather's apple strudel.
I would tell you to leave it at the door and get the hell out of here.
And cuss him out behind the door.
I'm making considerations if you're doing, because that's like something.
No, I'm just kidding. But I think OP has it right when they say, if this was anybody else that wasn't my dad, I would never speak to you. Mm. So I think you got it right. Your mom, whether she's coming from a good place or not, I feel like is trying to confuse you. But at the end of the day, you don't necessarily have a good dad. Like, I can agree with that objectively. Yeah,
but I don't know if the mom's like, I don't see it. I see the mom as like necessarily misguided. I think it's good to hear other perspectives of people.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, thank you for the input. It's not going to work for me. But I'm like, I do like that approach. And maybe at least I'll think about the decision more.
Yeah.
I'm still going to come to the conclusion that he's not going to be in my life. But I'm like, hey, that is an approach. Some people are like, yes, I am going to approach it like I'm going to try to see what can happen. I just don't think that's going to work for me in this situation.
Because are they separated?
Well, actually, no, I think they were because she eventually moved in with him.
Yeah. That's what I was like.
That means that they probably were separated.
Yeah.
Top comment. Not the asshole. He wants something. He's not calling for your benefit, only his own. You aren't obligated to let anyone in your life, regardless of relationship. But it's family. Nope. Tell any flying monkeys that they're welcome to have a relationship with them if they choose. You're choosing not to. And they will find themselves on the same list as dear old dad if they keep pushing the issue.
I think OP is fine. Just leaving it alone.
Yeah.
You don't even have to.
You don't need to reconsider it just because your mom said that. I think you had a good idea of it from the beginning.
Yeah, I think you have a great idea for yourself. To live in fear in your neighborhood. You look, you're like... Everyone's my enemy.
But me.
And they're all like looking out the windows.
Did you lock your doors?
Did you lock? Because we're coming again. You think this was a one-time thing?
I got your switch. I'm coming back for the little extensions.
I got your charger. They didn't take that.
It was a fast charging brick, too. You got money.
We got your fridge. We took your whole fridge.
I got your flat screen.
I got your leftovers.
Dude, I cannot live in fear like that. I would have to leave the next
leftovers day. Is crazy.
Yeah. Has your name on it.
Like, if someone robbed the leftovers, they don't deserve prison. No. They deserve...
I took your laundry soap.
Half full.
I got your AA batteries that go in the back of your TV remote.
I took all your left socks.
I hate you. I actually hate you.
All right. We have been filming for just a little over 4 hours. We got to get out of here. We have two Patreon stories to do.
I feel like I've been the most... yappiness.
Yeah, because you're on crack.
Yeah.
And we will talk about that after this episode.
Okay.
Over.
No,
we're not going to forget about
let's
that.
Let's not. Yeah. Let's not do it.
All right, guys. We're out of here. OG crew is out of here.
OG's out.
We'll
right
see you on Patreon.
That Brandon shouldn't do crack. Just kind of give him reasons why it's bad.
I pipe up. No, write Skeletor if you just rock it with me. You know
if you mean? Made it somehow to be in this.
Right, Skeletor.
Yeah. See you guys. Bye.
Just hit the like and subscribe. Like. Just for that.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.